The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Version of this and meow meow.
Yes, we could.
Meow meow. Meow meow. It's like that commercial with the dude from the Backstreet Boys. Oh man. Yeah, I love cats. All right. News Radio Pensacola. It's our new branding. Hey. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How are you doing this morning? 437-1620. You can always join the show. Got Emerald Coast Coins in the studio. How you doing this morning?
Oh, it is Thursday. It's going to be a crazy day today.
Why is it going to be a crazy day today? What you got going on?
All kinds of stuff. After this, I get to go get injections in my knees. I'm so excited.
Injections in your knees?
Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does not.
I know, right?
Stephanie Dodson in the studio, 437-1620. Let us know if you have questions, comments. If you're a collector, if you have gold, which has been just through the roof lately,
has been so crazy lately. I didn't even get to check it this morning. It's still, man, it's still over $2,300.
No. Dang.
Yikes. Still the highest it's ever been.
I had a situation the other day. My wife told me that somebody paid for something at her job with gold coins, gold coins, right?
They're dollar gold colored coins, I bet, huh?
I guess, right? But they're just worth a dollar, right?
They're just worth a dollar.
Okay, well, yep, that's why, because when she told me that, I was like, man, that kid should have held on to those gold coins, because gold is crazy right now, but a dollar coin is a dollar coin, right?
Yes, a dollar is a dollar is a dollar. They have a president or a Sacagawea. They're just a dollar.
But they have gold in them, right?
They do not have gold in them. They're made out of... oh my gosh, I don't know the materials they're made out of, but like the guys at work always say the materials, but they're not gold. They just give that gold color tinge to them.
Okay.
They're just a buck.
Yep, just a buck.
They're just a buck.
All right. Well,
spend them to your heart's content. They tried to do like America, I guess, kind of tried to do like, you know, Canada has their dollar coins and their $2 coins, and you know, nobody likes to carry all that change in their pocket.
Right. That's why they were like, here, take all these coins. I want to get into the zoo.
Yes.
EmeraldCoastCoins.com. They can check them out on Facebook. They're down here on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola. Give them a call, 473-1515. Let's talk about this rumor going around on the internet about being surveilled through our coins. How does that happen?
Oh, my goodness. So it's been going around. So in 2021... the Silver Eagles changed their design. They went from their traditional design with the eagle on the back with his wings spread open. They changed the design to a new design, and they put this little line on it so they could not be counterfeited. Well, all of a sudden, it's got this rumor that there's a chip in there and that you can be tracked through these new Silver Eagles. And so people are like, well, I can be tracked. I don't want these new Silver Eagles. I only want the old Silver Eagles. You can look up videos. It tells you how to deactivate the Silver Eagles and all this stuff. And there, it's just
here's how you deactivate the chips in your Silver Eagles. I'm going to show you.
Yes, and then guess what? That person gets paid for you to watch their videos. Mm-hmm. And I say this all the time. Everybody gets paid for you to watch their videos. That's why the little commercial pops up in their videos before, after, in the middle.
Clickbait.
Thank you. And so, you know, it's just, they're just Silver Eagles. It's just so people can't counterfeit them. It's not going to stop things from being counterfeited, because things, they always figure out way, other countries always figure out a way to counterfeit things and mass production. Wish and Temu or whatever it's called are great at this stuff. However, they're still just always working on ways to help stop being counterfeited. That's why we always push, it's best to shop local. It's best to keep your money local, to shop local. I'm not saying it just us, but local mom and pop shops who have been around forever. There's places here, places, you know, local, you know, we have local coin shows that come around. In any, you know, city or state you live in, go to the local shops and get your gold, silver, bullion coins.
Right. It's been vetted. You guys have a machine that actually lets you know if it's real.
We do. Yeah. That cool, like, you know, little $19,000 machine that you can just zap it and see that it's real. But yeah, they're, it's just a protection. So you know that it's the, you know, a real thing.
Speaking of that, late at night, you know, sometimes I'll find myself awake and, you know, the cat needs to eat, cat needs to play, cat needs lots of things. But I'll be up and I'll just kind of be scrolling through the TV late at night and I'll see all these commercials selling me all of this gold and all of this, you know, minted things and rare coins and stuff like that. Is that for real? Are those guys for real?
Those guys are for real fun.
Right.
Those guys crack me up. Yeah. Like
the one dude was on Knott's Landing, so he seems pretty. You know,
he's so legit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's legitimate.
Totally for real.
Yeah.
They want to sell the best things for the most expensive prices when you can get them at a quarter of the price. Again, and it goes back to your local people. Mm. And I think that's what in general, that's what Pensacola strives for, is to stay local.
Right.
So, you just stay local, and we talk about this, even when Dad's here, we talk about this all the time. You don't have to shop with us, but you can always come in and get information.
Yeah.
Even with the websites, there's so many different websites out there that will pretend to be the Mint's website, but the Mint's actual website is usmint.gov. So make sure you're shopping at that legit website, because they'll sell you something that looks like it's from the Mint and it's not. So they mark up that price like 200%. And then you're stuck overly paying for something that in actuality might be, you know, like 30 or 40 bucks. So, or less, you know, I'm just throwing numbers out there obviously, but of course we're all guilty of sitting up late at night. We're like, man, that looks so cool. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to buy it. You know, I do that too.
For the kids.
Yeah. Oh, those eyelashes look awesome. $25. Sure. I'll buy them.
Yeah, you got it. But yeah, I like your point about staying local, buy from your, you know, cause you guys go out to all these coin shows, you go around the country and you find this stuff and you bring it home and you source it from the community and you test it and make sure that,
exactly,
you know, what it is what it is.
When we go to these other coin shows we go to, whether it be Orlando or Texas, mm-hmm, or even Biloxi, Georgia, there's all these other little coin shows we go to. We're still, you know, we're keeping it local to that, you know, that community. So we're all staying within our own community to keep it local and, you know, within our coin collecting community. And that's what keeps it together and keeps our numismatic community growing. And
numismatic community.
There you go, right?
Yeah, I think that was a band in the early 90s. They wore robes. Is that the right band? No, that was a different band. Yeah. Numismatic community coming up next.
That was the watchmaking community.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Flava Flav, I think, was in that group before he started.
Yes,
the other one.
That was,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he had the clock. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, we digress.
Yeah, we do. Pensacola expert panel here on News Radio Pensacola. You can hear us at 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're on the internet. We've got an app. You could just be walking down the street and you'll hear News Radio Pensacola from somewhere. Go to EmeraldCoastCoins.com and you can check them out on Facebook as well. They're down here on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road. Give them a call, 473-1515. This is a first right here. A listener has sent in a picture for you to look at.
Oh.
I don't have the texts up on your screen over there. Do you know how to get to those? You click on the Chrome, yeah, and then log into that if you can. Yeah. Why does it have a red bar there? What is that?
Oh, it says it's not signing me in, so you come
okay,
sign me in.
I will.
And I will
so
talk.
You just talk. Talk about something.
So let's see. So now you guys know that Duncan comes into the shop every day, but Dad is like basically on retirement. So Duncan's only there like from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 11. So if you guys want to see Duncan, you have to get there before like noon, I would say. So, and Duncan is our German Shepherd and he's the best boy ever, and he loves to give everybody hugs. So definitely if you want to see Duncan, make sure you come in to see him before noon most days. So he's definitely the best, and he loves everybody, especially the littles. And, the you know, anybody who's little, he's just drawn to. And that's always the best thing ever. And he loves to say hello to everybody. And the picture's coming up. I don't know. We're looking. Click to view image. I got it. All right, I'm looking at the picture. 1968 nickel. And I'm going to go back and look. So a 1968 nickel, although it's super really cool, and when you look at it, even in extremely fine condition, they're actually really common, and they're just a nickel.
Are they gold?
No, it's just, so that just looks like it's colored. That looks like it's got a goldish tint to it. That's just toning. It looks pretty, you know, it might be uncirculated, a little uncirculated, and that can, like, kind of looking at it right there. I'm closing the pictures I opened. They're really common. Like, if I had that in my store, like, I have a little bucket of nickels when people are looking to fill, like, their nickel books, I'd probably sell that for about 10 or 15 cents.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth more than the face value.
Yeah, I bought it, I would, you know, it would just be like probably a nickel, like 8 cents.
No, okay.
Not too much.
All right, well.
But thanks for sending in that picture. Yes. It makes me so happy somebody sent in a picture.
Yes, always. Feel free, 437-1620. You can always send a picture of your coins, or your collection, and we can talk about it here on the air.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and dash your dreams and hopes right here live.
Yes, unfortunately I do that often.
Yeah, well,
I think there was another story that came out about dollar bills lately. I don't know, I haven't seen it, but I've been getting a lot of calls about dollar bills lately. I usually pass those off to my brother because he is the best one right now. I'm learning finally after, I don't know, 16, 17 years in the business about the paper money more.
Which dollar bills are worth more than a dollar?
I don't know, but that's what the article talked about. But
oh, okay.
You know, I guess there's supposedly an error.
Right.
I didn't read the article, so we've been getting calls about dollar bills. I know they talk about off-center dollar bills a lot, and there's a lot that goes into off-center bills being worth money, and it's usually what makes it worth money is when this bottom or the top of the previous bill is on the bill, any bill. So if you see, you know, your regular dollar bill, you're looking at it, and you see the bill that was cut from the other bill on top of it, from the stack on the bill, then you start getting into, oh, okay, that might be worth money. Other than that, it's just a dollar bill.
Oh, okay. 437-1620 if you want to join the conversation. We've got Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. They're on the Facebooks. They're down here on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road. Or give them a call, 473-1515. Get there early if you have a bunch of stuff you want them to take a look at, because they have to do a bunch of paperwork for the police. And
unwanted or broken jewelry, scrap jewelry. Definitely get here now.
And then there's the dance party. You guys have to do the dance party every day.
Every day.
There's refreshments. It's a whole thing. There's a DJ. It's a whole fun thing. Have you seen this thing? I'm going to do this because I think this will be fun. The Chicago Bulls logo. You know what the Chicago Bulls logo looks like, right?
The original? Yeah.
Yes. The one from the 90s. All right, so I'm showing it to you.
Okay,
there it is.
I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
All right, now, this will be fun. Take my phone.
I got it.
And look at it and turn it upside down and look at the logo upside down.
Okay.
Tell me what that looks like to you. I want to know your, I'm not even going to give you a preface. I'm just going to, like, what do you think that looks like?
I don't know.
What if I told you it was a robot violating a giant crab? I gave it away for anybody that might want to look that up. If you,
I tell you, my dad's going to be like, you two need to behave yourselves. We're going to get in trouble.
If you happen to not be driving, if you're just looking for something fun and frivolous and very immature and childish, check out the Chicago Bulls logo and turn it upside down. All right. Let me see here. Somebody texted in. Let me see. Duplicate serial number. Okay. The dollar bill deal. That's hard to say. Dollar bill deal is there. There were 6 million $1 bills that have duplicate serial numbers. If you find those, they're very expensive and can be sold. I think the highest I saw was 20,000, but there are six. Whoa, these are a lot of texts. But there are 6 million of them, so it's a high chance you can run across one for the quarters. Not sure about dimes and nickels. Can you put out again the year? I believe it's 1964 prior for quarters.
Yes, for quarters, dimes, and half dollars. 1964 and earlier have silver in them. for the dollar bills, if you say so, I'm going to go with what you said, because if that's what he told you, we'll go with that. Mm. Quarters, dimes, and half dollars, 1964 and earlier, have 90% silver in them. Mm-hmm. For half dollars, 1965 to 1970 have 40% silver in them. And there's so many different things with the dollar bills. And, you know, I know they did the thing with the $2 bills not too long ago. Like, they were like, oh, this $2 bill sold for like $4,000.
There it is. Commercial on television.
Yep, commercial on television.
Call now before they're gone. 8, 7,
they're
6.
They're counting us down. Oh, no.
Yeah, you better call now.
The $2 bill, you know, they're like, it sold for $4,000, but it had like a low serial number. The serial number was like all zeros and like the number like 6. Mm. So that's why it sold for so much money. So that you're looking for cool things like that, like repeater numbers, like 2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3. So you're looking for super cool things like that.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
If it's cool to you, it'll be cool to somebody else, and they might pay a little bit more money for it.
Definitely.
Yes. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. If you have some coins, some jewelry, so people that are hanging on to this old jewelry that they might have that's got a lot of gold in it, that's gone up in value recently. Are people just flooding the store going, hey, buy my gold for what it's worth now?
So yeah, some people are, and like there's still always people, you know, we always tell people, you know, we're at least a starting off point. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a person come in yesterday with some jewelry, and I was like, I'm at least here for information. If you can get more money for it, I always tell you to go out and try and get more money for
right.
it.
Yeah. You're here for the people.
I hate that. Exactly. Exactly. I'm always here to help you out to get the best money you can for anything, because yes. I want everybody to succeed in life.
So other than jewelry and coins, what do you guys specialize in? What do you have in the shop?
We have a little bit of metal detectors. Dad's kind of winding down on that stuff. Yeah. Jewelry and coins. We have some ammonites. We have a handful of ammonites left.
I knew some ammonites where I grew up. They didn't have televisions and stuff. Oh, is that the right people? No, Mennonites.
Mennonites. Oh, okay. Bomb.
Sorry. Right. Oh, let me pull up my crickets. Oh, yeah. I got to do a bunch of buttons here. Where's the crickets? Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Mennonites. Am I right? No. Nobody.
We got another text. They're
not listening, so.
Do foreign coins that are no longer used have value? Foreign coins that they don't use anymore technically don't have value, but we still purchase them. We just buy them by the pound. So if you have like a whole pound's worth, we pay about $3 a pound. So we still buy them because people still like to look at them. People still collect them. So you can still bring those in and we'll still purchase them. I still have lots of people who like them.
Well, see what you've done now. You've gone and done it. You done it.
I done did it.
You done did it because you read the text on your screen and you just jumped right in with the answer to the question. You just proved that I'm not really needed here during the show. You could do this by yourself. But I'm good to throw in a really immature joke or a know, off-the-wall comment or look at Bulls logo upside down.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you for your comments and questions this morning. 437-1620. If you have any questions about collecting coins, jewelry, anything like that, let us know. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. I got Stephanie Dotson in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. Go by emeraldcoastcoins.com on the interwebs or go by 1811 Creighton Road. And they've got an awesome shop there with Duncan. And you said he loves the littles, huh?
He loves the littles. Yeah. And if like, he will chase them up and, like, he's on the other side, but he'll, like, play with them. Like, mm-hmm. the parents are looking. He's just like, be my friend.
He's a big dog, but so just gentle. And
he cute. Is. Yeah,
he is, really. All right. So, any shows coming up? Anything exciting going on at the store? Are you going back to Disney anytime soon?
We are going at the end of the month. So, we are going at the end of the month. We're going for Memorial Weekend. We will actually be closed the Friday prior to Memorial. Mm. Like, so the 24th, we'll actually close the store. So, we'll be closed the 24th, and then Memorial Day will be closed because we're going to Disney.
So going to Disney on Memorial Weekend would be like going to Walmart on Christmas Eve at 11:59.
Dad didn't need to know that. Thanks.
But you probably got like all the ride passes and like VIP access to certain areas.
I have it worked out. There's going to be 9 of us going. It's going to be great.
Very nice. Do they have open bars at the at Disney, or is it a dry?
I haven't been there. No, they do have alcohol there, but I bring my own. It's cheaper.
You've got a cooler rolling it through. It's a small world after all. You're like, yeah, let me just sit here and drink this. That's awesome. Yeah, I would think they would have to have alcohol at a place like that.
I think Magic Kingdom just might have a couple places that have it, but yeah, they do. In Hollywood Studios, they have Star Wars and they have Oga's Cantina, which is the Star Wars Cantina. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
which I know May the soundtrack. 4th is this weekend.
Yeah, I dig the tunes they play in that cantina.
It's the best.
Yeah, they got the little like clarinet player
guy.
They
totally do.
That was awesome. 437-1620, let us know if you have any questions. We only have a couple minutes left with Stephanie. You guys are on TV every once in a while?
Every once in a while,
TV show?
Yeah, I gotta do one.
I need to jump on there with you guys.
You are
do
going
an episode.
To. We're totally going to. Once I
we could start a reality show.
We could totally.
Yeah.
Although, I had somebody compare me to one, the girl from Hardcore Porn once.
You have to say that slowly.
You saw me slow down for that,
mm-hmm.
didn't you?
Hardcore Pawn Shops.
You saw my brain think
mm-hmm.
through that one.
I did. Thank you. Thank you for taking that slowly.
Thank you.
Yes. I've never seen that show, but I'm sure you're better than that person would be on a show.
I would hope so.
Yes.
Don't text me if I'm not, please. Thank you.
I mean, we've got a topic that everybody loves, collecting coins, jewelry.
Yeah.
We've got a dog.
Yeah.
We've got us, and we're awesome.
We are
so,
awesome.
I mean, we've got the makings of a hit show here.
We totally do.
Yes,
we
definitely.
Like to laugh and have fun.
Yeah. Or it could just be a spoof on Pawn Stars.
We are way better than they are.
Oh, definitely.
Because we're
so fake.
Awesome.
Those guys, so fake.
We are fun.
Yes. Yes, we are. Emerald Coast Coins. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com.
That is not the old man.
Going back to Disney at the end of the month, how many times do you guys go a year?
Well, this will be my second time this year, so I hope to go at least 2 more times.
Mm. Any Disney collectibles, coins like that you get through the shop?
So right now we have Steamboat Willie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have Steamboat Willie, and we have some Darth Vader coins.
Oh, when are we going to get a Grogu coin?
Grogu's difficult to get.
I bet.
I personally have some Grogu coins, but Grogu's expensive, so he's a little bit more difficult to get. And, you know, if Dad doesn't think people are going to spend the money on it, then he's not going to put the money out for it, which is understandable.
I bet people were sitting around before the Mandalorian came out, they were probably sitting there thinking, man, there's no way George Lucas can squeeze any more money out of his merchandising plan. And then, boom, Baby Yoda. Everybody loves it. I'm sure, man, that if I had 0.00000001% of the amount they've made just on Grogu alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd be a millionaire.
Yes. Same.
Yeah. I mean, you see in my wife's car I drove today, we've got one in the dash.
Just one in the dash.
He's just hanging out there.
I had one of my customers, she crocheted me a little baby Grogu.
Oh, that's a way to get around the system.
Oh, my gosh. She melted my heart straight away.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
It's been fun today.
Yep. The generic music is about to start.
That's
the
all
generic
right.
outro music, we call it. But until that happens, man, I'm just so happy to be here today. It's been a great day. The weather has been like sort of weird a little bit in the past couple days, but I think it's going to be a great night.
It is.
If you're not doing anything tonight, come out to Bamboo Willie's on the boardwalk. I'm playing a show from 7 to 11.
Ooh.
Jimmy from the morning show, who took over on the board and doing traffic in the mornings, he'll be playing bass.
Fine.
So come out and get you a frozen daiquiri. Non-alcoholic, of course, because that's the way we do it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, you're going through Disney just pulling a cooler. What are you talking about? EmeraldCoastCoins.com. Give them a call, 473-1515, or go by and see them at 1811 Creighton Road. Thank you much, Stephanie.
Thank you.